Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can also catch me on the Game Brand podcast and can watch The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious, my favorite, it's Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben.
Hi. You excited to talk some Real Housewives of Dallas today?
Oh, I sure am. I hope Tiffany cries about, you know, how hard it is to please her parents.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, guess what? You're in luck. That's what's going to happen. That will be happening.
Yay.
So, yeah, Real Housewives of Dallas. We got nothing to talk about on the top of the show, right? There's nothing to, we have nothing to promote.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, we're not going to sit here and plug you for 5 minutes, nothing. Everybody.
I will say one thing, in case people missed it from our previous episodes. Just the schedule for this week is that we will be recapping Salt Lake City tomorrow, Thursday, and then Friday will be Southern Charm, and then the Summer House season premiere will be on Monday. There will be no Atlanta because Atlanta is on break because of the Super Bowl. So that's the schedule for the next few days.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, so you're going to get 2 Salt Lake Cities this week, and we get to do it twice this week, which is exciting. And guess what? It's going to be a Crappens On Demand episode. So this week, Crappens On Demand will be Salt Lake City and whatever else we have coming up. What's Southern Charm, the final episode of Southern Charm. Who knows how long Southern Charm's even going to be in this formation, guys?
Do we know that it's going to be the final episode? Or do we think, I suspect it's going to be a three episode reunion, because I feel like in the previews, it looked like they didn't even broach the racism stuff for this coming up episode. But then again, Southern Charm, so... You know.
Yeah, you never know what they're going to broach at all, actually. Yeah. So here we go with some Real Housewives of Dallas, honey. We open where we ended last week, in the creepy, echoey wine barn where no housewife should ever be allowed to go again.
Yeah, like this was, it was very scary in there. I felt like it was supposed to be like... where someone gets murdered, but then the murderer walked in and was like, oh, you know what? I think I'm done murdering. I don't think I want to deal with these people. I'm gonna live an honest life now.
Yeah, it's that hostess lady. They're probably so exhausting. She's like, my head hurts now from listening to all those ladies yelling in echoes. So I'm not gonna murder anybody today. Okay, I'm taking a nap.
Echo yelling is intense. So Carrie and Deandra are still fighting, and Carrie is like, well, tonight we're celebrating Brandy, so stop complaining about your work.
Well, you complain about every little thing, Carrie. You do.
Yeah, I did this whole thing to celebrate Carrie.
She's like, then stop complaining about your work.
You're the one complaining. You complained about everything.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying what you did wrong. Come on.
And then Pamela comes by with her wine, and she goes, well, you know what the best day of the week to drink wine is? The day that ends with the letter Y. I'm Pamela. I'll be your hostess for the evening. Anyone want a refill of this turpentine? Anyone?
But I love that they have so little respect for Pamela that they don't even let her finish. She goes, you know what the best day to drink wine is? And they go, every day. She goes, oh, well, yeah, every day that ends with a Y. Thanks. Thanks for stepping on my joke there. Thanks, guys. God. Not going to murder you now. My head hurts.
By the way, I just had a huge sneeze. Please tell me my mute button worked. Did it work?
It did.
Oh, good. Good. Got worried there for a second.
So Stephanie's like,
so, everybody, when Brandy and I first became friends, and Brandy introduced me to the panty game. So we do this game for weddings, and we do it for, like, birthdays, and we do it for, like, poop days, which is, like, days that we poop, which is, you know, like, every day that ends in a Y. That's how to do it, Pamela. Nailed it, Pamela.
So we are going to play panty game, and everyone decorates a pair of panties, and it represents the guest of honor. And then Brandy has to guess who decorated which pair of panties.
So now we go into whose panty is it?
The so, Watch What Happens live team has taken over Dallas, basically.
Pretty much. So so the first one is some panties that have like three little fish on them. And it's me, it's Carrie. Oh, fishy, fishy, fishy. And in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, Carrie, so you sell jewelry, you're sort of in an artistic field, tradesman, craftsperson. This is the best you could do? Like, you didn't even put any jewels on your thing? Like, you just, like took a Sharpie and etched in three fish onto the panties? Come on!
Yeah, because I did it because in Mexico, I said I will eat Brandy's fishy because I love raw tuna fish. Remember that? I said I like raw fish. That's how the host is. Be a hostess, Sandra.
Be a hostess!
And Brandy guesses her. And next up are granny panties. And there's fire on the crotch. And then there's poop on the back. And in like glitter lettering, it says something like landing strip or something.
Landing strip, I believe.
And again, last year in Mexico, Dandruff talked about not having a land or having a landing strip. And Brandy looked at it and said, it's not a full landing strip. It's a full airport.
Segued into a lawnmower there. So then, yes, that's Deandra. She guesses that. And then the next one that comes up is sort of like a G-string. Not G-string, but it's just like very, it's like black lingerie. It looks like a garter belt, but there actually is a barely discernible like string that would go up into your crotch and has like these puffy things attached to it and everything. And it's black. And Brandy goes, I feel like this is screaming Cameron. And Cameron gives that face like, like, what sort of slut does she think I am?
Mm. I know. That'll come up again. Yeah. And Tiffany's like, those are mine. She's like, what? And Dandra's like, wow, Cameron surprised us. Could you imagine Cameron putting clit rubbing pearls on there? And Tiffany's like, yeah, when she walks around in these, she's really going to feel sexy and just laugh to herself. So then Brandy opens the next one, and she's like, oh, no, these are definitely Cameron, because they're like Mormon underwear, you know.
They were branded with Sparkle Dog. Sparkle Dog. Global Pet Expo. So then it's funny because every pair of panties gets like a moment, and they talk about it and why it is what it is. And then they bring up Jen's, and it's like, Jen, and just goes the next one. They just skip right over Jen's.
Just put Jen's, I assume, or lame. And then she opens the next one, and there's all this hair coming out of the underwear. And she's like, oh my God, this one must be Stephanie. And she's written on the back, no TP for my bungholio. And then she's put like a strip of poop on the butt.
Yeah. So it's cute. The game is over. And now they're all back to like having fun. So now Carrie does that thing where you've just been fighting with someone and then you think that you can make it go away by doing something really sweet. So she like rests her head on Deandra's shoulder and goes, my little sister. Notice I did not say hostess. Be a sister. Be a sister.
Be a sister. Come on. Oh, Deandra, you're doing such a great job, my little sister.
And Tiffany's like, isn't she older than you? Deandra's like, 1 year. Just 1 year. And Carrie goes, it depends on the night with Deandra. And Dandra's like, well, you took your prize on your birthday. She's like, oh, okay. You know what? Who do I need to call to apologize? Okay. Because I don't even remember my birthday. It was so crazy. So much tequila. And Tiffany's like, you need to apologize to me for pushing me in the pool with my clothes on. That's why.
Oh, well, you know, I'm all about helping people get loose. You know, that's what I do. Ah! And Tiffany's like,
there's a difference between helping someone and pushing them into the pool when they're fully dressed in their very expensive clothing that their mother told them to buy.
Oh, you keep talking about the same thing over and over again. I thought we were over it.
Let it go, girl. I'm like, yeah, she's the one. You're the one who brought up your damn 50th Who do you need to call to apologize on your 50th birthday again? We get it. You're 50.
And it's such like, it's such the typical, you know, response from the aggressor to be like, oh, come on. Oh, you always bring it up. You always bring it up. It's like, that's because you're the one she was the one who was on the receiving end of your stupidity. That's why she's bringing it up. You don't get to tell her that she's bringing it up too much. She's literally brought it up 2 times now. That's all.
And Tiff's like,
plus, if you have, like, a job and kids, you can't just, like, party like that.
She's like, well, you said you wanted to let loose and it's a situation, and you wanted help with your situation, so I tried to help you.
Yeah, and she's basically like, Tiffany's like, yeah, but when you have a full-time job and you've got kids, you just can't really get shit-faced basically in the middle of the week. And she's like, oh, well, that's why the next day you plan to recover. You know, you take the next day to recover. And she's like,
I don't have that luxury.
She's like, you don't? She's like,
no,
Carrie's-
I work 5 days a week, okay? And Carrie's like mad at her. She's like, oh, really? You don't?
Like the first person in America who's mad at someone in the medical profession during a pandemic for working. Like, oh, really? Like, what part of coronavirus pandemic do you not understand? Not that that's why Tiffany is there. But it's kind of like, it just is a reminder that our medical professionals are working really hard right now.
Yeah, especially during this time. Carrie sucks. And Carrie's like, oh, really? She's trying to get her. So she's like, oh, really? So you don't work tomorrow then?
Just, no, actually, because it's my day off.
And then it goes, a boom! We get the Bravo boom. Yeah. And Tiffany's like, is this a stay-at-home mom thing versus a working mom thing?
I mean, I already feel guilty I'm taking away time from my family, so, like, who is she to judge me?
And then Deandra chimes in with,
she is a doctor. She is going into an operating room every single day and applying L22 onto people's faces and making them young again. L22, on sale now. Her not good morning, okay?
Oh, Dandra, stop being dramatic!
She's like, she is in charge of whether people live or die as an anesthesiologist.
Which is about as
not
dramatic
at all. She's like,
true, but also very dramatic.
I am not being dramatic. All I am saying is that all of humanity rests on the shoulders of Dr. Tiffany. Move, okay, mother?
I know, but you gotta get a balance.
And she's like, well, you need to stop harassing her about what she drinks all the time, just like you're harassing me right now about why I didn't make cheese plates for Brady's birthday.
I have to say, and I love the way that Deandra like moved that over to the cheese plate situation. Also, who in retrospect, thinking about it now, who is Carrie to say that Tiffany is always bringing it up all the time? Oh, you got pushed in the pool. When Carrie has been complaining about the freaking tequila shots all day long, and like how many times have we heard about the Deandra having too much stuff in her car on the way back from the trunk show? Like the fact that we even know about this trunk show drama shows that Carrie's complained about it a lot.
Yeah, that's Carrie. So Cameron's like, well, Tiff asked me to take a shot in dim sum, okay? And then you know what? You were the one asking me to take a shot that day, and you called me two-faced. And Carrie's like, yeah, oh, you know what? By the way, Tiffany, you're two-faced, by the way. Okay. Yeah. And Tiffany's like, no, because two-faced is when you say one thing to one person and another thing to another person that's contradictory.
Like, you just said things were okay, but now they're not okay. I mean, at least call things what they are correctly.
And Carrie tries to do the, oh, sorry, I'm Mexican. And she goes,
sorry, I'm Chinese, whatever.
Oh, well, English isn't my first language.
Well, Chinese is my first language. What does this have to do with any of it?
Like, she will not let Carrie, like, just get off the hook with that.
Yeah,
oh, because you're like, correcting me.
She goes, yeah, well, I would correct you in English or Swedish or German or Japanese. What's your point?
And she tells us, I don't care where she's from. Like, maybe that trick works with the other ladies in the group, but it ain't gonna work with me.
The only thing that I have to say to you, and then I'm done, is that you got mad at me when I called Dandra COVID girl, and then you did it right to Brandy. Choose your words carefully.
And then we get a clip of that, of course. And then Carrie's like, oh, yeah, and we still hang around with her, even when she runs around with all these COVID patients. So COVID girl is actually you, by the way, situation.
I love... That's... That really did not come from a place of healing. If anyone should be shamed, it should be you, because you're around those gross COVID people all day long, just helping them to maybe live.
You helping people stay alive, idiot!
The COVID girl is coming from inside the house. It's you, Tiffany.
And Stephanie's like, oh, Carrie. And Tiffany goes, well, I think what she's saying is I have had the most exposure and you are correct.
Yes, and we're okay to be here with you, so we don't shame you about that. And
you're Tiffany goes, oh, my God. Her. She goes, thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Carrie. Thank you.
I love when people say things like, and we're not shaming you for that, as they are actively shaming her. Like the actual sentence is a shaming sentence. like they're acting as if she has 10 arms and they are being such saints for hanging out with her, when she's probably the one who is, when I'm at the hospital, I guarantee her protocols are 10 times safer than anything Carrie is doing when she's like, you know, jerking off shit on the side of the road or something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what.
Like, my God, like, you're shaming the lady who's literally saving lives. You fucking idiot, Carrie.
I know.
Stephanie's like, well, there are like quite a lot of things about Carrie's life that aren't where, you know, she wants them to be. And, you know, she's always a bull in a china shop, but now she's like five bulls in a china shop. No pun intended to Mexicans and bullfighting or Chinese people in china shops. Can we show the underwear I made again?
Carrie, you're giving Tiffany a very hard time.
I'm not giving a hard time, you bitch.
Yes, you are, you bitch.
Why do you even have to talk about, oh, she's a doctor.
And Dandra's like, well, listen, I did the best that I could after a hard week because I love her.
Oh, the hard week. Oh, Dandra, always have the hard week and the hard day and the hard night and the hard morning. And you're always dramatic every single time, you know, every time I talk to you.
Technically, I had a hard night and a good morning. Just want to put that out there. Thank you.
That's not what you said that morning. You only said it later after other days that it was a good morning. But I'm sure you complained that morning, too.
So Deandra's like, and you're not dramatic. She's,
oh, I have four kids.
So it's like,
and you have three. You have three that are grown, and one child that is 12 that's under your care, and the rest you can do whatever they want to do.
You have no clue. I'm not dramatic, but you have no clue.
It's like, I do. And Brandy's like, stop.
A boom.
And she's like, everybody stop. I mean, I know this world is crazy right now, and we can't control it, but we can control each other. Let us just talk peacefully.
And Cameron's like, that's what we're doing. Okay.
Thank you for reciting what you learned in group therapy. But it was very nice, but it's not going to work. So Brandy's like, we're fighting. We're friends and supposed to be supporting each other. And we're festering evil and I can't do it anymore. And Cameron just has that, like, her big old Cameron nod, like, I wish someone had said this before a certain someone had forced a chicken foot in my face, insulting all of China in the process.
To be fair, Tiff, I have no idea what you're going through in a hospital, and it's not fair to beat her up over it.
Oh, really? We all have different stresses. I'm dealing with the stress of my daughter maybe committing suicide. What about that?
And everyone's like, oh, wow.
I was like, that. I was like, okay, that is 100% very legitimate stress. That is totally true. But it's also kind of gross, like, using that, like, weaponizing that in this stupid argument right now. Trying to, like, one up with that was kind of gross to
me. That's disgusting. One, even putting that out there to everybody with, you know, about your daughter is not cool. And to put it out there to win a stupid argument on wine day is really fucking gross, Carrie. Oh, my God.
When you're
God.
Trying to one-up someone who is, like on the front lines of a pandemic. I mean, people working in these hospitals, in the entire medical field in general, but my understanding is the people who are working in these hospitals, they are facing, like, long hours, undersupplied, understaffed, under everything, you know. Doctors are committing suicide, nurses, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, this is a high stress, high intensity environment. I mean, and she is around COVID patients all day long. That to be just like that close from the pandemic every single day has got to just be absolutely harrowing. And it's not to take away from what Carrie is feeling, but also like, let's try not to one up that. That's like really, I just don't think that's like, I don't think it's.
She's gross. She's a fucking disgusting shithead. Okay. That's my note. So she's like, oh, really? Oh, is it less stress than what she's going through? Because let's not compete here with the stress levels. I'm like, that's exactly what you're doing, you is trying to that. Compete with stress. God, she sucks. And Brandy's like,
and oh, and by the way, I don't know that about your daughter.
Sorry to interrupt. It wasn't a competition about stress levels. If anything, it was Tiffany explaining why she didn't want to be thrown in the pool by you and why it had an impact. It's because she's working really, really hard right now because shit's going on. And like, give her like an ounce of credit or something here. And so for her to come back to be like, oh, I don't have my own stress. You may have your own stress, but that has nothing to do with why you pushed Tiffany into the pool. You cannot say the stress you're feeling with your daughter. Actually, maybe you could. Maybe on some psychological level, you could say that. I think probably the stress with her daughter may have been why she blacked out at that party. But like, this is not about Carrie. This is about what happened to Tiffany getting thrown into a pool. And it's hilarious that I'm now this fired up about it.
Yeah, Carrie sucks. Commercials. Here comes one right now. So Brandy's like, I didn't know that about your daughter. And she's like, exactly, you didn't know. And she's like, but don't think we're not here for you. And she's like, I know, sweetie, but it's your birthday and we're here to have fun. And it shouldn't be you did this and you did this. It shouldn't be dramatic like this. You started this whole fight, Carrie. Yeah, and she's like, it's the last thing I wanted to do. And it just came out of my frustration, you know, because I'm so tired of people saying their life is harder than mine. I mean, come on.
And then Deandra does the classic Housewives thing where she then turns this into, like, she makes herself the victim out of this. She goes,
you know what? You have been overly sensitive. And you know what? The reason why, we didn't know why, because you have not been shared a single thing of what's going on in your life. I have been left out on the nerve.
It's like, Deandra, no, you are not the victim here. Okay. She's not obligated to share this stuff about her daughter with you. Even as terrible as Carrie is, she is not obligated to.
And Stephanie's like, but she just did. So could we support her now? And Deandra's like, I'm going to the restroom.
And so Tiffany goes to the bathroom with her. And it looked like Carrie was drinking from a shaker, like a martini shaker. But then I realized they just brought in their own Yeti things.
to the fireplace.
Carrie is complaining about her, you know, at the table. But then Tiffany's like, you're being a good hostess. Now, I guess I owe Brandy an apology because that's not cool to, like, fight at a table. But, oh, God.
Yeah. And then Cameron and Carrie take this moment to grab Captain Brandy. And they just, like, run out into the vineyard and ditch the Captain Brandy, who, as we all remember, is the brandy head that's on the pole. So they just like ditch it in there, and then they come back, and Tiffany apologizes to Brandy, and then they decide that now that they're done with the wine tasting, they're going to go to a bar, which Deandra has booked out ahead of time. It's close to everyone. It's been sanitized. So they now head off to do that. But first they like have to go find Captain Brandy. So they're like running around the vineyard being like, where's Captain Brandy? Fun and games, etc.
Well, what do you know? The person's head I'd like to put on a stick right now is Carrie.
So they go looking around. They go find it. And Cameron's like, they are not good detectives. Didn't they watch Blue's Clues when they were young? And Stephanie finds it. And Stephanie's like,
well, I've never considered myself a hero. And that stands today as well, because I should have just left that bitch out there.
I like the idea that if you watch Blue's Clues, you'd be like better equipped to find like a severed head in a vineyard. It's like it would give you all the tools you would need.
Yeah, what kind of sick show is that? I've never watched it, but I was like, maybe they should put this on Netflix.
Netflix presents the gritty revamp of Blue's Clues.
Because I watch all that dark shit on Netflix. I saw a meme the other day that said, my Netflix is terrifying. It's like someone put their Netflix queue up there and it's like, girl murdered in France, you know, serial killer here. Serial. I was like, yeah, I'm with you, girl. And yeah. Bridgerton.
And Bridgerton. I still haven't watched Bridgerton yet. I'm going to go down that. My Netflix queue is Bridgerton and the Golden State Killer, Night Stalker, whatever. So,
yeah.
So it's a little bit of both.
Mine's every like murder show and Bridgerton. let's see. So they get on the bus and Carrie tells off Brandy's head on a stick, the other Brandy. She's like, listen, Brandy on a stick, I don't like you.
Yeah, and Cameron's like, she gives me jeepers creepers.
So let's head on over to AJ's on Main.
Yep, so now they're at this bar and they have Captain Brandy there and they're playing with her, and Cameron tells us Captain Brandy is giving Deandra the wrong look. It looks like she needs to go to insane asylum. Is that the word?
They get Deandra is trying really, really hard with this Brandy thing. She just keeps it going. And she's walking around going, oh my God, Brandy, what do you want for your sub, Brandy? Get rid of that fucking thing. That girl is killing the show, that head on a stick. So they go in and they take pickle juice and vodka shots.
This would have been a great scene for Leanne Locken, because Leanne Locken, if she's going to get rid of a head on a stick, it's going to stay rid of. Okay. Like that thing would have been like broken in half and stomped into the ground and then like
crushed by severed. An 18 wheeler, like nuked by a Russian missile.
And then when they ask her, why did you ruin it? She'd say, you don't understand. In the carnival, we had to chop off people's heads, and I had to chop off the head of my cousin Deidre. Okay? I can't.
That bitch looked just like my mama.
Anyway, pickle shots.
Pickle shots. So Brandy's like, I've had one of the worst years of my life, and so far I've had jet fuel wine, terrible dancing, and my head on a stick. So let's have some fun.
I really don't want to hear about how terrible Brandy's year is. You're not the victim here either, Brandy, okay?
But the lazy
while we're lining people up to tell us to scream at them that they're not fucking victims. Shut up, Brandy.
But the lazy Susan of victimhood on this show is actually pretty amazing. I mean, it's like it gets to a point where it's so ridiculous that you just have to just laugh and enjoy it all. Otherwise, either that or maybe I'd need to be committed to an insane slum.
So they twerk. Brandy gives them like twerking lessons. And Jen's like, is this tweaking?
No, Jen. So then Tiffany's like, my dancing is not good. And people are like, but you were a figure skater. And I'm like, yes, but that does not translate to being in the club and popping that booty. I'm like, wait, can we rewind for you were a figure skater too? Like, what has Tiffany not done?
So AJ himself comes out to learn how to tweak with them. And then later, Carrie's on the bar dancing. And Brandy has her little kids. Little glitter purse and stuff. And then Jenna is asking Tiffany, she's like, did you change your name to Dr. Moon? She's like,
actually, did I tell you this? My name before Moon was Sun. I'm like, oh my God.
That of course, was when I was the president of IBM. I think you all remember that. Dr. Sun, president of IBM. No one? That was me.
So Deandra's goes up to Carrie and she's like, I'm mad at you right now, okay? Because we talk almost every day. And why didn't you tell me about your daughter? You're my friend. You should be able to tell me stuff like that. She's like, oh, you never give me a chance to talk. You never ask me what's going on with me. You know, I'm done talking to you, Carrie. I'm done talking to you, Deandra. So then Stephanie comes over to talk to Deandra and she's like,
so she's saying that you don't call her? Or she's like,
oh, she's saying that I don't talk about her, only myself.
Yeah. And then we see a montage of all the women's talking about how Deandra only talks about herself when she talks on the phone. She always has a back problem or a foot problem or an aunt problem. Something's always going on. And Cameron goes, Deandra forgets to ask her friends what's going on with you. And maybe if she did, I could tell her I got a new Sparkle dog and it runs on the treadmill with me.
Poop on a treadmill, in case anybody's wondering. So Dandra's like, she's judging me for not fitting to her mold, and I won't do what someone else is gonna do. And if you don't want to be friends with me, then don't. I'm done. And she just walks away without asking how Stephanie is, which is so hilarious. It's like she just unloads on Stephanie and walks off.
So then Carrie goes on. Now Carrie starts really saying some bullshit. She's talking to Brandy and she's like, "Ah, she's being ridiculous, not the host, okay? You have a house that someone bought you. You have all your businesses. Your mom is going to leave you this huge estate. I have nothing. I don't have a house under my name." I'm like, you don't have nothing. You live in a mansion. You have a giant mansion in Mexico. You have everything you could need. And then she goes, "Dandra doesn't know what it's like to not have money." I'm like, you are not homeless. No. I'm sorry. Like, this
she's theoretical... her victim storyline is that she married a rich guy without a prenup, and now she has to stay married to him and can't take half of his money. I mean, come on, Gary. Yeah. That is so gross on so many levels. She's such a gross person. It's actually funny at this point. Like, I don't even dislike Carrie anymore because she's like so beyond gross that I'm learning to enjoy it.
Yeah, like all her, like, her hardship is predicated on Eduardo dumping her. So it's like an inevitability that they're going to get divorced. I guess she just sees it coming. And she's like, I have nothing. I have nothing but my house down in Mexico, which is so nice that we actually built an entire vacation around it. Ah, but I have nothing. I mean, it's like, come on.
Yeah, but she doesn't own it. That's her point. Remember last year, her whole story was trying to get Eduardo to put a trust aside or something for her because she has a prenup. I mean, you can't marry a dude for his money and then be mad that you signed the prenup. You signed the prenup.
Okay? They will have, she'll get alimony, okay? If they break up, she'll get alimony and she can relax. She will be just fine. And if she's so concerned, maybe she should take some classes at school. I don't know, like maybe like look into starting
make a fucking career. Effort in your life like the rest of us. How about that?
Like go, like how many, yeah, it's like, listen, I'm not necessarily saying what's it called, the bootstrap boot, it's like you pick yourself up by your boots. I'm not saying that, but like if you're seeing that things are going to go bad at a certain point, like maybe start investing in something so that way you have something to fall back on besides, I mean.
Yeah, make an effort. Shaky woman. World of like, jewelry. Seriously.
Yes.
Jesus. Welcome to the rest of the world, okay? So Brandy's like, well, you know, but Dandra doesn't really know what it's like to have a family, you know? Like, she doesn't have that pressure. Like, she doesn't know what it's like to have kids. I mean, just because you're gone doesn't mean that they're not, just because they leave doesn't mean they're not there. You know, you still take care of them. And we all know that Mama D is still taking care of Dandra.
Mama D is like, that is not true. Okay, Deandra here is a babe, and here comes some meatloaf. Open up the mouth.
It's a special Heinz 47 recipe. Open up, girl.
So then Brandy, it's like now Brandy fun. There's like a mask behind the bar that has like a beard attached to a gray beard. So she like sticks it in her pants so it looks like pubes. And then gray pubes. And then she goes out in the street and tries to make people honk. It's just like the classic... things.
Wacky Brandy
being hilarious.
We got some pube humor and poop humor in one episode. Congratulations! So then Tiffany is... She gets a text from her husband. She's like,
he just says that he's putting the kids to bed, which really makes me feel guilty. Like, am I home enough for my kids?
Okay. I get this is your first season, but I'm going to need something else. We're on episode 5. Okay?
Yeah.
Run over somebody. Get your vagina rejuvenated. I don't even care. Use a trolley.
It's literally 4 p.m. First of all, it's 4 p.m. The kids are being put down at 4 p.m. So there's that too. So let's just like don't feel guilty. Feel blessed. Feel blessed that you can like have a day of drinking.
So Brandy, the pubes hanging out are from a mask that the bartender had with fake beard, like a fake beard. So she's got that in her crotch and he's like, I'm going to need my mask back. And they're like, oh, God, please send us the dry cleaning bill, sir. Please. Sorry about that.
This mask was made with 100% Duck Dynasty hair, so I'm going to need that back.
So next they go to a gift shop. And Tandra's like, I love drunk shopping. I'm like, that's why your mother only allows you to have $200 in your account when you're out with the girls.
Do you remember what happened the last time you went drunk shopping on this show? So then they're like, they're in sort of like a tchotchke shop, and they find, Stephanie finds like a paddle and is like smacking Deandra with it and she starts talking about how when she gets drunk, she makes Travis her bitch and yada, yada, yada. And they're like, oh my God, Jeremy must smack Deandra all the time because she feels nothing. And they're just like having fun, having this S&M moment. And so Stephanie decides to buy the paddle, and then the guy's like, okay, so I'm just gonna put your charcuterie board in another bag. She's like, wait, it's a cheese board?
Tiffany's like, note to self, if Steph ever serves me a meat and cheese platter, I'm not gonna eat it.
Yes.
So then they're walking, they're outside, and Brandy's like, Deandra, you know, I think Carrie's like going through a lot, and I think what she wants us to be like is like, how are you doing, you know, because her girls are struggling and she needs us.
Oh, we talk all the time, and you know what, all I hear from her is, it's my 50th, I'm taking pics for my 50th, I'm showing my ass for my 50th, but you're having problems, how am I supposed to know? It's your 50th.
Tandra is just losing her fucking mind.
And Brandy's like, well, what you're saying now is what she thinks about you. She thinks that you're all about yourself. And Deandra's like, well, I will only do so much and then I'm fucking done. And then she takes her visor and like yanks it down to be like, insane. But then she pulls it too far. She's like, mother.
So then they go to dinner and they have a private room for dinner.
And it said 2 weeks earlier on the screen. And I was like, what? There must have been I think that maybe it was like leftover. They probably were doing another edit where like later on where they do a flashback to it. I don't know. But it said 2 weeks earlier. And I was like, now I feel crazy. Maybe they didn't say 2 weeks earlier.
Weird.
2 weeks, I don't know.
Just
pointing out the Chirons, everyone. This is a Chiron error.
So they go to this private room, and this guy's like, we are so excited to have you guys. I hear there's a rumor that there's a birthday.
Oh, well, it's nice that someone's telling someone something, unlike my friend Carrie, my quote-unquote friend. I guess she wouldn't tell me anything.
And Tiffany's like, I'm so hungry. I'll eat anything. Like, I'll eat over a dead body, guys. Like, in anatomy lab, I'd be like, hey, bitch, I'm hungry, so I'm going to eat. Because you know what? What won't I eat in front of a dead body in anatomy lab?
Snacks. Pretzels. Chicken pad thai. Turnip cake. Smells like farts. I'm like, are you concerned about the smell of a turnip cake in front of a dead body? I think that, by the way, I think that Cameron must have been like really exhausted at that point, because it seems strange to me that Cameron didn't pipe up and say, that is so rude. I can't believe you'd eat food in front of a body. That's so rude.
How could you do that to a body? So Jen's like, do you all mind if I drink my O'Doul's over a glass? Better than going to jail, right? Thanks. Anybody want to ask me about my alcoholism? Because it's been 5 weeks. And that would be really nice.
I'm ready for my scene. I've been saving up the good stuff for a girls' trip. Okay. Oh, okay. Question from Tiffany.
Why would you go to jail?
Because I was an alcoholic. I just felt like I was just drinking too much, so I felt like something bad was gonna happen. So I just quit. Okay, next question.
Well, I'm really glad you figured that out.
Thank you, me too. Anyone else? This is really good. This is good character development. I think this is gonna get me on the show. Okay, Deandra, any questions about my drinking?
Well, I have a drug
pass. Who cares? Yeah, who cares? I have my own drug pass.
I was a cocaine addict.
I was a coke addict, and my father committed suicide because he was an alcoholic, and I haven't talked to my family since then. I'm going to have a family scene now. Anybody want to ask me about my family scene now? And Jen's like, damn it.
Anyone mind if I sit on this nice comfy chair? You're actually just sitting on Jen.
Oh, it's fine.
Poor Jen is just like escorted out of the scene. like you tried, you tried it.
Thank you for your low-level Bravo storyline. But Deandra had a coke issue, went to rehab, her father committed suicide, and is estranged from her family because of will issues. Okay, bye, Jen.
Please go through some more trauma so that we can try you again next year. Okay, get out. You're walking home. So then Deandra tries to cry, but she's had so much Botox it only like an inch of her face moves, and it is the funniest fucking thing. I love a good Botox cry. So Tiffany's like, she's like, what's wrong with you? She's like, well, I was telling her, and I don't know her name, I don't really care, the ginger over here, I don't know if anybody heard, but you know what, I have a stepbrother, and we were estranged, and I wrote a letter, and then I dropped it off, and I said, I'd like a relationship with you.
Oh, you know what this means? The ball is in his court, okay? Both people need to try to be a hostess. You know what? Does he chill his vodka shots? I mean, his tequila shots. Ask him if he chills his tequila, okay? That's what I want to know.
Does he put out a good cheese spread? Okay, you should be friends with him. You can learn how to be a hostess from him. So she's like,
well, it's the same thing with us. I mean, you told me that you needed me to call you more and invite you more, and I did all those things you asked me to do, and it really hurts my feelings that you think I'm not a good friend. Just because I left you at the Greyhound bus stop while I took the car with all my drunken purchases and the trunk show goods away doesn't mean I'm a bad friend.
Oh, but we have different feelings about that. You like warm tequila. I like cold tequila.
And Tiffany's like, these women are acting like children. And if I have to hang out with children, I'd rather hang out with my own children.
Well, you had a certain cake for your birthday. You know why? You know why, Carrie? Because I asked your daughter what you'd like for your birthday as your cake. Because I'm a good friend.
So she...
Listen, I don't really care what's going on with your family. All I care about what's going on with your taste buds. Now, what kind of cake do you like?
Oh, what a great friend she is. Asking Sophia what cake I like. Let me get you a medal, Deandra.
By the way, did Deandra ever go...
And then the birthday cake is... Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Then a birthday cake shows up. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, happy birthday.
Did we ever get to see the donut shop in Grapevine that Deandra likes? Because I felt like that was, we were kind of like set up for that, and it never paid off.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We never got to see Grapevine Donuts. Ugh. So Brandy's like, well, I always felt like my birthday was a burden, so this was perfect because everyone made it about themselves. Cheers.
So now we're back in Dallas, and Brandy's doing like a bubble bath for her kids, and Cameron is on the treadmill again. Excuse me. And she has Fancy on the next treadmill over, and of course Fancy poops on the treadmill, and she's like, why does Fancy always poop on the treadmill? I'm like, well, maybe Fancy is terrified. Maybe this is
God,
torture.
No kidding. Why does she poop on the treadmill? So Carrie is at home, and her daughter Sophia comes in, and I love that all of Carrie's kids clearly hate Carrie. Like, they hate her guys. They despise her. And it's so funny.
Well, because she also, like, traps them. She, like, finds ways to trap them at that house. She's like, come back from Los Angeles. You don't need to be in school anymore. Real estate. You can't do real estate. All houses are closed right now. Work for me, your mother. So yeah. Now Sophia is, she graduated from college, and then she was going to do real estate. But with COVID, she can't really do it. So she's now doing social media for Carrie's jewelry company.
Yeah, and Carrie's like, did you bring the things? How was your weekend, honey? And she's like, good.
Oh, okay. What's going on with the situation with the bag?
I found some bags.
Oh, very good, because I'll pay up to $1, you know? So let's talk, you know? Okay, so, you know, before Corona, you know, I was achieving financial independence, and I made $100,000, but now, no. But I got $400 with your post. So, okay, anyway, I'll tell you about the girls. And she's like...
Like the daughter Sophia hates her. Like,
we said, okay, so we went for this party with the girls, and Deandra made a comment that I'm the only one with that she's the only one with a viable business.
And she's like, well, that's not nice.
Oh, I'm shocked that she said that. I'm shocked. My business is struggling. It's upsetting. That was a low blow, Deandra.
Well, I mean, it is a low blow, but at the same time, is it wrong? I mean, like, if Carrie is concerned that she can't live off of her business, then maybe it's not a viable business right now. I don't know. I mean, well, it still is mean, but I'm just trying to I'm just trying to poke holes in Carrie's logic just because she's annoying me
well,
so much.
Well, it's a low blow, but you told her she's never earned anything on her own and everything's just been handed to her. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
You're saying something's a low blow. So Carrie's like, well, yes. And then, you know, I kind of snapped and I said, you don't know what's going on through, you know, my daughter, you know, has depression. And yeah. Then it hit me because I was talking to Olivia and, you know, she said, maybe you need to ask Sophie if she's fine because, you know, you always say you're fine. And she's like, yeah, I'm definitely one of those people who likes to deal with things on my own and not on camera for your stupid ass TV show about rubber face old ladies being mean to each other for no reason. So leave me out of this. Thanks.
Exactly. And I did notice that when Carrie told Sophia about what she let slip, she kind of judged it a little bit. She's like, well, I let it out, you know, I snapped and I admitted I have a daughter with depression. I'm like, no, you didn't just say that you have a daughter, you worry that your daughter has depression. You outed the fact that she was, you know, suicidal, and that may not have been something that she wanted to be outed to the women in that way, and you're making it sound like you didn't do that.
Yeah, she's totally exploiting her kids for this show, and it's gross. And so she's like, well, Olivia told me, you know, that you had a really hard time in the divorce, and I guess I've never had a chance to ask you, did you have the hardest time in the divorce? Okay, so you've never asked your kid how your divorce affected her.
Years later.
And now you're waiting to use it as a scene for your show? You are gross!
Or how about the fact that she just got mad at Deandra for never asking how she is when here it's like years later, and she's like, by the way, so that whole divorce thing, did that hurt you? It's like, I mean, maybe she learned. Maybe she learned from the fight, you know? So Sophia's like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Well, you never want to talk about it. If you went through a hard time and I didn't know, I just want to say I'm sorry. She's like, yeah, Mom, please go away. Go away right now.
Yeah, she's like, but I want to fix it now, you know, because I was abandoned by my parents when they got divorced, and I'm here for you. And she goes, could we stop talking about our relationship? Thanks.
And I was like, wow, this is performative motherhood, you know, like only your Real Housewives can do.
Yeah. So now we go to Tiffany with her daughters, and they're like doing math, and of course they're really good at it, and she's like looking over their homework and everything, and she starts talking to us about being a tiger mom. And how when she was growing up, she wasn't allowed to go to sleep until her homework was done and correct. And one time her dad made her stay up till 1 a.m. until she got it just right. So she's, you know, she's focused. So then Tiffany, after she's done with her kids, she goes into the bedroom with her husband and she's like,
I'm exhausted right now.
Which makes sense since she's a doctor and on a reality TV show and raising two children.
It's just another basically scene of Tiffany like, oh my God, do I want to work or be home with the kids? And the husband's like, babe, I don't care what you do. Okay. I'm rich as fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
The Dallas resident, I looked her up cause I heard people talking about what he does, because they're super rich. Let's see. Her husband, product of extreme tiger parents, that's her, Tiffany's family. The Dallas resident is married to Daniel Moon, vice president and general counsel for jewelry and accessory brand Sam Moon, which apparently is some huge thing. So he's basically like, who cares?
Wait, jewelry accessory?
I get it. You don't have to work. Yeah, there's big, some big jewelry company, I guess.
Oh, well, that might, I wonder if there's some resentment there from Carrie, you know?
Like, oh, maybe, yeah.
Oh, I have to work so hard. So then, yeah, Tiffany's like,
imagine your whole life you've wanted to climb this mountain and you work so hard to get up this mountain and you get to the top of the mountain and you look around and you said, why did I climb this mountain again?
I'm like, yeah, that's called mountain climbing. And then, yeah. You know what happens?
And guess when you do?
You then climb
down. You climb another mountain. you go down. You have some hot chocolate and then you find another mountain to climb. Okay, that's how it works.
You can't. You know that song, Climb Every Mountain? You can't climb every mountain if you just stop at the top of one.
Yeah, it's not climb one mountain.
And
it doesn't even make sense symbolically.
Yeah, it's okay, Tiffany. You can climb the mountain. You climb it. Now climb down it. And then, like, get your hot cocoa in the lodge, as Ronnie said. Get the cocoa.
Yeah, or once you've climbed a couple, you'll probably be rich enough that you could just helicopter to the next mountain. So you don't ever have to climb again because climbing's stupid.
Okay. Or explore different terrain. Maybe don't climb.
Swim.
Maybe
swim an ocean.
Swim. Go to a beach. like just hang out in your yard. like you don't have to do that.
Yeah. So she talks about the pressure of having parents who expect so much, and she's never able to please her mom and stuff. And he's like, yeah, you know, your dad always lecturing you about how he was such a big deal in China and he gave it all up for you. And she's like, yeah. And she feels like she's constantly repaying them. And he's like, but what could you do? You're like the perfect Asian child, babe. And I believe in you. So, yeah. You know, it's ultimately a cute scene because her husband's like, do whatever the fuck you want. What do I care?
Yeah, exactly. She just, you know, she just is burdened with expectations with her from her parents, knowing that, like, if she does something like a little indulgent, her parents will be like, what the fuck? Yeah. Right? That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I love Tiffany. She's such a good addition. Love this show too. I'm really enjoying it. In case anyone cared, that's where I'm at. And I love you too, Ronnie. You're my favorite.
I love you, man.
So tomorrow we are going to be recapping the season finale of Salt Lake City. It's supersized. I don't know if that means it's hour 15 or 90 minutes, but it's supersized. So I love that. Can't wait to see how it all pans out. And until then, everyone stay safe and have a great day. And we'll talk to you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan. Higher than high res. She's Lauren Perez.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.